Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show. I'm your host, Diana Bell, also award-winning and best-selling author, Fahrenheit, The Journey of Transformation, and my inspirational and motivational book, The Light Within. You can find out more about me on my website, dianabellaros.com, as well as download today's show on Blog Talk Radio. Please subscribe. Let me know what kind of a topic you wish me to cover, and I'll be more than happy to invite the appropriate guest so we can make sure that you get the knowledge you're looking for. So today I'm going to cover my book, The Light Within. It has been so many misunderstandings about the book that the book is interacting with religious beliefs or anything like this. And the thing is, this book is based on my spiritual journey, and I'm talking about some things that we need to work on, and I'm helping, this book is going to help you to be motivated, because this is one of the reasons people are not going after their dreams. They're not creating the life that is truly theirs. It's because they are not motivated. They don't know how to approach it, the things they want to accomplish and what to do, not to mention the fact that they're might be in a healthy environment, or they need to do some work on themselves. And this book is based on all of this information that is going to get you unstuck and is going to help you remove the blockages which you are imposing on you. And most of the time, this is the reason why people are staying on one place, because they're talking negatively to themselves. They don't believe in themselves. They don't have faith in themselves. And they don't have the tools necessary so they can believe in themselves and create a life that they are absolutely capable to create for themselves. So the book starts with competence. This is the first chapter of my book. By the way, The Light Within is available on Amazon in three versions, in audiobook, in Kindle version, in paper version, as well as on Barnes & Noble. And I'm available for book signings, and I'm having these events coming soon in Los Angeles. If you are in Los Angeles, you'll be able to receive the book from me personally, and it's going to be signed, and you can talk to me and share with me your thoughts about your life and anything you would like to tell me. And depends from the how many books I'll be able to sell. Then I'm going to map the locations where I'm going to be. And the way to contact me is on my website, dianabellaros.com, or using my email, dianabellaros@gmail.com with two N's. And I'm just a little bit late for the show since I had a meeting, and I apologize for that. So I'm going to go over the chapters and what you're going to get it from the chapters, and how this book is going to make a difference, not to mention that the book comes with quizzes inside. It comes with questions which you are going to be able to answer to and reflect on the answers, and definitely it's going to show you what exactly you need to work on before you're ready to start and to do the work when it comes to accomplishing the things that you think that you're not capable of. And the first chapter is competence, and it says it starts with this: in every communication, there are two rules. They're also assumed by the parties involved. Talking and listening, in order to communicate effectively, there are a few rules both parties should always abide by, learn to listen. Number two is do not take things personally. And definitely when you're not listening and your mind is somewhere else, you will get into a situation where you're not getting the message from the person who is trying to talk to you or trying to tell you something. The second part, the second chapter in the Light Within, it's just a second. Compassion, we need a lot of compassion in this world, I don't have to tell you. Compassion is part of being a human being, and this is who we are, and we need to exercise compassion a lot, especially right now during all the turbulent times we've been through and still are. We need to show some compassion toward us others in order for us to receive on the other side the same thing. The way you treat people, that's how they're going to treat you. It's a mirror effect. So it's very, it's a common thing, and it's a physics, it's action and reaction. Chapter number 3 is living under others' expectations of you. Probably this is one of the reasons, one of the most common reasons people are not doing what they know, truly know, and that it's for them, not listening to themselves, not following the path that meant to be theirs, and listening to other people's opinion, other people's experience that has nothing to do with who you are and how you should live your life and what kind of a life you should create for yourself. Number 4 is nothing is possible kinds of people. We know these kind of individuals who are caught up in a negative circle of thinking, and usually these are the people who have a lot of other negative people who are discouraging them from, again, going after their dreams, creating life that is truly theirs, and using their gifts, using their abilities to and trying things for themselves so they can see what they're actually capable of accomplishing. And again, anything is possible. You need to stay with from these kind of a people. You need to use your brain. You need to listen to intuition, and you need to listen to your inner voice, which is something a lot of people are ignoring and not following. And that's where they end up in a way of life that is not healthy, and it's not giving them the kind of things they want to have in their life again. People you should have around, these are the positive people, people who are successful. The successful life creates happy people. These are the people who are going to give you the power, who are going to believe in yourself, who is going to give you back the personal power you have been giving to other people during your lifetime, and when you were staying stuck and having the unhealthy environment that you shouldn't have in your life. The other type of people is people you should have. The other chapter is the power of positive thinking. Absolutely, absolutely imperative for the success in your life. No matter what's going on in your life, no matter what happens in your life, because life is not only candy, and we know this very well from our experience. We need to know how to make from the negative positive, because there is always lesson hidden behind every encounter in our life. As well as the COVID-19, we needed to reset. We were working more than we should. We weren't taking proper care for ourselves, and we weren't paying attention to the things that are important to us, and we were doing more than we are actually capable of, and we were going beyond our ability to live a healthy life and our ability to do 100,000 things at the same time. And everybody knows what I'm talking about here. So the other thing is personal power. It is important. This is the other chapter. Personal power is very important. You shouldn't give it to anybody else by listening to other people, by doing the things that are not something that makes you happy, and you know inside that it's not something you want to do, and that's where all the obstacles are showing. all the same things are repeating in your life, then if you pay attention, when all the same things coming into your life, it means you need to make a change. You need to sidetrack yourself and start thinking about what are you doing wrong and how you can make the wrong right thing, and what kind of a difference you should have in your life, in your life. The other chapter is life's lessons. Do we feel that way? Yeah, most of the time people think that things happened in their life just because they're unlucky, just because they're not worth it of the good things, or they're not born to be this person they wish to be. The reason is because they are not following the path meant to be theirs. When you follow the path that is meant to be yours, then good things start to happen and life looks completely different. It looks positive and you feel happy, and you feel that life is basically what you want life to be, and you experience all the good things you want to experience in life. This is when you're following the path that meant to be yours. And this is one of the main reasons, again, that people are experiencing a lot of blockages. People are experiencing things, negative things, and they get in the same kind of a situation, is because they are not following their own path and seeing what other people do. They want to be like the person next door, or this person or that person. You need to understand that you have a life you need to build that is unique for you and for you only. There is no anybody the same as you, and you need to look deep inside yourself, start asking these questions, and by buying my book, The Light Within, you'll be able to do just that. You're going to be able to be on the right track. You're going to be able to think on yourself. You need to find time for yourself. You need to be relaxed. You need to be motivated to get to the point where you are be able to create a life that is meant to be yours and have the things that are meant to be yours. So these are the things I wanted to share with you. The Light Within is available on Amazon in 3 versions again. You can talk to me by contacting me on my website, dianabayoro.com. I have 3 programs. I work on relationships, I work on self-improvement, I work on domestic violence and abuse, I work on a traumatic experience after domestic violence. I have the programs available, and you can reach to me and let me know, talk to me. I have free consultation. Let me know how I can help you. And remember that positivity is the key towards a better future, as well as doing the work on yourself. You need to do the work in order to change your life. So thank you so much. I wish you an amazing weekend. All my love and light to everybody. Stay safe, stay happy. Understand that what's going on outside of you, you have no power over it. Don't pressure yourself. Don't be stubborn. Don't go around in circles, because nothing is not going to change. And on the contrary, is going to send you the kind of energy you don't want to have. Negative energy, constant complaining, constant, you know, feeling like you're not worth it or anything like this is attracting more of that. It's sending wrong message to the universe, and the universe is sending you the same experience as well as the same people in your life. So I wish you an amazing weekend again, and I'll be live next Friday, 12:30. Please subscribe, comment, let me know, share this podcast. If you can help somebody, this is with my podcast, this is something that is going to make you happier, it's going to make you healthier, and remember who you are as a human being, compassionate, kind, and loving human being, and we need a lot of this.